For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Vigils are being held for the victims of the mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The attack occurred inside the Tree of Life Synagogue during a baby naming ceremony. Pittsburgh Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrich.
The scene is very bad inside. There are multiple fatalities. There are at least six injuries, to include four police officers.
A maintenance man who hid during the attack said there were three congregations meeting simultaneously, with as many as 100 people present at the time of the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Speaking at the annual Future Farmers of America convention in Indianapolis, President Trump said anti-Semitism must be confronted everywhere it happens.
We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Officials haven't ruled out finding more suspicious packages in the coming days, on top of the 14 they've already found so far, sent to critics of President Trump. But police say it was the work of Caesar Sayak, and he's now under arrest. Investigators say a trail of DNA evidence left on the packages steered them towards Sayak. President Trump at a rally in Charlotte.
These terrorist actions must be prosecuted and punished to the fullest extent of the law. We all know that.
The search for evidence in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi continues. Turkey is demanding that Saudi Arabia reveal the location of Khashoggi's body and hand over suspects in his murder. A senior Turkish official is explaining the extensive charges for the 18 people who are currently being detained in Saudi Arabia. The officials have now issued an extradition warrant to the Saudis, calling for the murder trial to be held in Turkey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The British government has hit Facebook with a major fine. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The UK's privacy regulator, the Information Commissioner's Office, or ICO, following through on a threat in July to impose its maximum financial penalty on Facebook due to the misuse of user data by Cambridge Analytica. The investigation found between 2007 and 2014, Facebook processed the personal information of users unfairly by giving app developers access to their information without informed consent. The ICO fining Facebook the equivalent of over $645,000 for what it calls serious breaches of the data protection law. The ICO says it would have handed the social network an even bigger fine if it could have. The fine is just a pittance for Facebook, amounting to just barely 1% of its daily profit in the year's second quarter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Imagine what you would look like with no belly button. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has a strange story to tell.
A woman in Mexico who had her belly button removed to get back at her estranged family now regrets her operation. The 23-year-old's family didn't approve of her massive tattoos, split tongue, and piercings, so she impulsively had the belly button removed and sent it to her boyfriend. She became infected. Now, 3 years later, she says she was too impulsive. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News,